Tanu Rabban, Tanu Rabbanan. Ezu mitzvah shizman grama. What are the mitzvah shizman grama? Examples mitzvah shizman grama. Sukkah lulav, shofar v'tzitzis v'tfilin. Sukkah is a little bit understand why it's man grama. Shofar we understand why it's man grama. Tzitzis.
It's interesting that they got to give examples.
V'tfilin. Yeah.
Kilo. Obviously, it's not.
Well.
Yeah,
so also the Geder, we had a whole, on the Chavtes, we had a whole discussion on how to be Magdir Zman Grama. Right. Is Bismillah Zman Grama? Is it not Zman Grama? You know, it's not totally clear all the time.
It's not so clear, it doesn't really help to give you a few examples.
Well,
so if something is not so clear, and it's not again, you know, either give me an extensive list, or give me a good definition, but just
it could be we learn based on this, what the Gedorim are. Like, we see from Tzitzis, and we see even citizen tefillin that
day and night,
and then remember we had the so Tosis assumes Prismid is the same. Tari Evan learns Prismid is different. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you can say once now I've given you
so
means to know
so
what
it is and how to understand.
Would you just say then everything else in Mitzvah Seh Lo'az Mangrama?
Everything else.
I have to give you examples of what Mitzvah Seh Lo'az Mangrama is. Gamuza.
Yes, so.
Why am I giving you the. And these are what are not. Why are you giving. These, why are you, what? These are what are. Okay, so.
Why are they giving examples of Bichlal?
That is that. So.
Okay.
What is in, what isn't.
Okay. So, Sukkah Lulav Shavit Sitters. Utfilin. Why Sitters in Tfilin? Rashi says in Tfilin. Ksavah Laila Lav is man Tfilin. The Braisa holds. Laila is not the man for Tfilin. Inami Shabbos v'Yom Tov Lav Zman Tefillin. Hilchach Kevin Dikah Shaitet L'Mechayv Bo Zman Grama Hu. Hilchach. Therefore, since there is a time, you're not mechayv in it. But some, if you went through each example, you'd find one nekuda that it might be adding. Yeah, yeah. That's adding. I'm saying why these examples? No, each one. I'm not. I'm not doing that right now. I'm just saying the chayyur. If you did, you'd find each on the kuda that each one is meisiv. Here by tefillin, Rashi seems to say it's meisiv that even though it's almost all the time, even if you hold tefillin is at night, but still Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's also zman grama. It's not Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tzitzis. So tzitzis we know is also only during the day, from Mariz to Meisai. So it's man grama. Okay. The easy mitzvah shaloi is man grama. Mezuzah, Micah, Aveda, Shiluach HaKein. Aveda, Mishabbos Aveda. Ay, B'kholu. This is a cloud, right? She actually says this is a cloud. Kotsuv. That every single mitzvah sage is man grama that Nosham Rapata from. Hari Matzah, Simcha, Hakel, the mitzvah is man grama, the Nosham Chayobis. They're chayiv in these. Right, Rashi explains. Achilas Matzah the first night, they're chayiv. Like we learn out, whoever's chayiv in the mitzvah, Loi Soichel of Chomit, the chayiv in the mitzvah of Soichel Matzah. Simcha on the regular chayiv, because it says, it's a makhdi bechagecha, atam and echa bitecha. Haka, we know the chayiv, because by Haka also it says by the also the Noshim should come. Vesu, furthermore, Ritam, the Torah, period, Rivia, Upidin Aben, the Lab Mitzvah Seishas Man Gramahu, these are not Zman Gramas, and yet Noshim Apaturais. By the Potter, Tamat Torah, we said before the Potter, Upidin Aben, period, Rivia, their Potter. Because it says v'chem shua ish darkel l'chvoish, she's not a darkel l'chvoish, so she's part of the ben. So we have many exceptions to this rule. So Why are you saying it like it's a klal, like it's a rule? What does that mean? Rashi kol heichad the tani klal. Whatever it says, a klal. Ki hai gavna, like over here, kol mitzvah say. Whenever it uses that lashon, the kol mitzvah lo yisasei. Hakol chayovin bireiya, which is another time that it says it. Ein lemidim mehem. It could be lav davka, but feel the bakum shem bavi chutz. Even when it says chutz mei, which sounds like we're being very specific, even then you can't necessarily deduce that it's davka. Right, you would say, well, once they're telling me exceptions, must be it is dafka. No, I feel like ein lemeidim. How do we know this? So ein lemeidim on the kolitz. Feel the feel the bakushan of a chutz did not bechom ba'arvi ein b'shtatvin. Can make it a chatzeris or a shittif from the voice to carry the mavoi to carry from one chot from the chotzer. Right, so you know you have to put the communal meal in one place. That's how you make the eruv. So it says, chutz min ha'mayim melach, you can't use mayim melach. Because those are not things which satiate, you know, which you have a suda on. Like Rashi says, it was zaini. Because the whole idea is, you put the suda in one place, and that's like my mokoyim, it's like my mokoyim dira, that's why I'm living here. We're all living together in that place, because we all have a communal suda in that place. But mayim melach, that's not a suda. So Abasuleka, and what do you mean? There's nothing else that you can't do it on. You can command the pictures, but you also can't do it on, right? Rashi says Kimlu Rabundel Zaini. That's not amazing. And here it says Chutz, and you see there are more exceptions. Ela in the main of the clothes, but the Bakush number Chutz. Okay. So now we got to get into this sugya in Tosfos. The Braisa said that one of the mitzvot shalai is man grama is Micah abeid b'shluach hakein. Mezuzah, what? What did you say?
Oh, not to this text?
No. Micah abeid b'shluach hakein. Huh?
That's why I need to just
want to. You look at that text since he talked about tzitzis v'laylo. Tosfos asks, how could you call tzitzis mitzvah shman grama to chavis talis? It's an important lumdus also in how tzitzis works, but we'll start with the second tzitzis. Ma'akev yishuv hakein. Teimol the Rebbe. Teimol the Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? One of the Balei Tosfos. B'chol hani k'siv lav. All of the ones that are listed here, there's a lav. Okay, not mezuzah, but the other ones, there's a lav. Yeah, b'chol hani means the divrei mascha. Even though the Gemara Baba Kama learns it out, the Magadu Kelev Ra, the Sulam Ra'ua, right? The Gemara applies the Sosim Dom Bevesecho to those things, because it can cause people to be hurt. Tahainu Sima Biyadayim, which is a proactive Sosim. Come back, I'm saying I'm in the mic, but it's also going on mic, the Darshi Besifri. Va'asisa zum mitzvah sasei, right? Va'asisa Michael legagecha zum mitzvah sasei. Loi sasim dom zum mitzvah loi sasei. So we have in the sifri that Micah's a loi sasei. Well, sasim dom b'mesecha goes in a Micah. Build a Micah so no one should fall off. Uba ve'dinamik siblus uchal de salem. It's a loi sasei. B'shulachai kein siblus sikachem rabbanim. It's a loi sasei. Vim kein eich you noshe b'turois. Afil im zman grama. Frank Tosfos, you tell me these are examples of mitzvah shel zman grama. The implication being that if they'd be zman grama, nashim would be putter. What do you mean? They wouldn't be putter anyway because they're all of lav. They all have lavin. So the chay mitzad the lav. There's no nafkamina to list these things. the chayv mitzad alav. The vavik akasha. The oimeri, the bekul umishkachas puasei beloy lav. No. By each one, I can find an instance where we have the asay even without the lav. So if I can find an instance that you have the asay even without the lav, then I understand that the brides are telling me something which makes an afkamina. That in the circumstance that the lav doesn't apply, I need to know this is not Zman Grammar.
I'm specifically choosing these cases to teach me that as well, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Teach me that.
And that's as you
will teach me the other thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chayr. This will come to teach me that.
That each one has a mukum with an asset. No, you have to know that each one is a mukum that has an asset that where the lav doesn't apply.
The only ones?
I don't know.
The only ones?
I don't know. That's whatever. That goes. That's not Tosis' point. That's not Tosis' point. Tosis' point is, you're telling me things which make no nafkamina. So you say, no, each one has a nafkamina. Why doesn't it talk about other ones? Okay, I don't know. Maybe these are the only.
No, I'm just trying to understand what these examples are. I can understand mezuzah is coming to show you.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I don't think it's necessary mezuzah because I'm told what the mitzvah says. Then the rest are no grammar. If I want to come say, and you should know that even if there's a possibility
again,
that there's a love attached
yeah,
to
but
it.
But you asked those already. It's not with Tosfos. It's a question we asked before.
Is
that the point in Tosfos? It's a question you asked at the very.
You're saying from Tosfos.
It's a question you asked.
Tosfos learned a little bit why.
The question.
Tosfos answers
part of the question.
So it makes it better.
Makes the question even harder.
Okay. Question harder or better?
No, it's starting to answer something.
Worse or better?
Tosfos says that all three of these are the same. Look, all had love attached. So tell us then why do we need all three?
No,
because he's giving the answer. He's giving the answer. You didn't know that before.
No, but that you can answer that we didn't know each one had a mukum where the lav doesn't apply. So why do we need all three in general? That's your original cut. I'm just saying. That's the same batch as before.
This is not our real problem.
Huh?
This
doesn't make it worse. That's
no, no, the
point. Loy lav amaika ain't shaykh lo sasam dom. Of amaika. Loy ain't shaykh lo sasam dom. Elo babayna bayis mitchila. Aminash lo lazas maika. Since loy sasam domim is a lotion of proactive. So he says, when you over the lab of Micah, when you built the house, Amanas not to put a Micah. Avam Hayabad Daito Las is Micah. But if he was planning to put a Micah, he built the house, Amanas to put a Micah. Well, I was benign afterwards, built the Nimloch. He decided not to do it. Oh, Ishaas, or he did it enough when it fell down. Ein Shom Ella Asay. Las Ella Asay. Vasim Micah. But us, Noshim Peturois. It says like this. Lois Sosim Domim, he says, is the Pshat, like he said earlier in Tosis. The Gemara learns out, don't bring a Kelev Ra, don't bring a Sulam Ra'ua. Lois Sosim means to put the Domim. How do you put the Domim? It has to be a proactive thing. So if I build this house, I'm in Nas, not to be a Micah, that's a proactive Sosim Domim Bebesech. But, for example, he built the mic and it fell down.
It's not
so now,
cause,
what was that? Lososim.
Situation where they could, where someone could
right, don't proactively be sosim. But if, let's say for example, he built a mic.
Right.
Or he had every intention to build the mic when he built the house. Or even he built the mic itself and it fell.
In action is not.
Now, Sheva Alta said, wait. Now, Sheva Alta says he's not building a mic. That's not called sosim dom b'sech. That's called being over on basis of mic. So over there, he says, Notchim would be Potter.
If I don't actually, before I built the market, this is the case where I built it and it fell down.
If you build it and it fell down.
I didn't build it. You know what I'm saying? You have to build the market. All I care about was the intent.
No, toss it means I'm doing a proactive act of putting dumb. If in my act,
I built a house without a market. That's
exactly
that. That's I have a plan.
Is it a proactive? Is it a kumba asay or is it a sheba alta asay? In as much as when I'm doing the kumba asay, I have every intent to build a mica, and I change my mind afterwards, That's called I didn't build a bike of a Shiva Altase. That's not called I kumba asay put domini. That's a more of a Kiddush Torah. The easier one, the easier example is when he built it and fell down.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, but the Yisoid is the Yisoid. The Yisoid doesn't bring out.
You understand?
Also
say why? And this.
So it's an extra Kiddush that
when you built it, fell down. I now have a house that doesn't have a market.
Right. So now you only worry about that.
Oh, he's 20 places away. I did.
But it was saying that the Ered and the Kud and Toys was that. Do you right? Toys is saying even a bigger Kiddush than that. But you say that David's the same idea. Toys is saying a bigger, even a bigger Kiddush than that. That Kol's man at the mice of the at the mice of the Kumbah say. You're it's with Kavanah with the mic. Even then, you're not over in the Lo Sasa.
So if you have a ladder that breaks in the middle of having it.
But even if you build,
don't bring the ladder into the house.
Build the house up last.
You have a ladder that's
no, 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 no. That's not built.
And Achira, maybe you're right.
I don't know.
You mean by the Sulam or Uah?
So he has to go to his right shot.
The Sulam or Uah? Okay, I'm not sure. What did Maga? I don't know.
What?
I guess. It sounds that way in Tosfos. By the case of the Sulam Ra'uah,
is what? Where you?
If you brought it, you know, if when you brought it to your house, it was totally strong.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's the
same thing. So maybe over there also, you don't.
Anytime you.
If you're saying that like Sulam doesn't apply,
you're saying anytime you pick it up, you're putting it down.
If you're making it available, I'm saying.
I mean, the Sulam, each time you use it, it's like.
It
doing it again.
That's an action.
Okay, that could be. That's what Sulam said. That is what Sulam said, the Gemara says. So he's asking. No, no. So that's he's asking. So Sulam will also, once you bring it in, and then it gets ruah after you bring it in, so you're not either. So he's saying, no, Sulam ruah, the pshat is every time you pick it up, it's like building a house again, Kilu. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that's kosher. Yeah. Yeah, very good. So Zog Taisa, so here we have an oifen that the Lois doesn't apply. And now we understand the nafka meat of the Bryce. Can I bother you for the Koivitz Mepharshim on Kedushin? Koivitz Mepharshim on Kedushin. Wait, Yemi, go faster than that. I'm going to pause it for 1 second. On this Nekuda, no, because it goes on this Nekuda. That's why I wanted to get it now. That's Mr. Yosef. Meaning, the Yisrael of Tosfos we understand. You can have a matzah where there's no lav of lois sasim, but you can be over on the mitzvah sasay, and that's where it makes enough kamina for noshim. So when he builds the mic and it falls down, we understand. The Tosfos says, an even bigger chiddush, that if he builds the bayis amanas to put a mic and then he changes his mind after and doesn't put it on, even then, he is not over on the lav of Leis Sotzim. He didn't do a sima, even though he never built it. So like you guys are saying, that's a bigger chiddush. So that's as Yosef says, how does Yosef know that that's true? Meaning it's a chiddush. You mean I can understand the svara of Yosef. I can hear it. Because in my sima, it has to be in my sima. I'm building the house. If I'm building it to build a mica, I just didn't get to the mica yet. I didn't do a sima. That's bad. Even if I changed my mind after and didn't build it, I can hear the svar of Tosfos. But the truth is, it's a very big chiddush. How does Tosfos know? And it's like, why is what where is Tosfos really taking it from that that's true? It would have been enough for Tosfos to use the example of where you built it and it fell down, and then everybody would be happy. No. I mean, that to me is right. He's saying a bigger chiddush than the Chora had to say. You know, he's saying something more than that. So where did he take it from? That's what's bothering, I think, some people here. So
I just...
No, I'm not talking about that. No. And you can hear right now. Yes. Zog Da'at Mis Yosef. Benira at the time, and that's how it goes, and this is going to be one of the Mar Makaymas, but it still will be. You'll chazer it after. It's on my list. Benira at the time of Mishum, the Lishna Dekra, the Loisosim Domim, Mashma B'Sha'as Asiyah. Loisosim Domim is Mashma at the time of the Asiyah. The Shnayach Sima Be'eish Shaboyna Agag, Beloy Maike. What are we saying? Sima b'yadayim is that I'm building a gag. I'm proactively building a gag without a maikah. Come on, Magadol Kelavra, Mamitzul Ruah.
Moment you ever get to that point is right when you can put the mic on. I can't.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, when you put the
unless you say, Los Sosim is, go build a house that right. doesn't have a mic. So I build a house. Who's getting the Kavanah? I mean, why does the Kavanah really matter?
I think he's saying.
The finish of me is that your Kavanah can make a difference. And if I decide I want to build a mic on, and I build a house and have it, and I consider that I'm not a Malos. I say, that's Chiddush.
Right, so I think that's what he's saying. The truth is, whatever, it's on the Maamar Kovim, you'll look it up inside, maybe, because it's a little bit longer, but I think he's saying what we said, which is, you need, the Torah just understood that the word, when the Torah uses the word sosim, it means I have to put physically dumb. Proactively put down. The only way to do that
is to take down a mic that's there.
Is or build a house
that's not going to have
one. That I know is not going to have one. Right. I physically build that God. I'm building it. I'm a nas not to put a mic. That's a sima of domin. But if I build that God, if when I do the asiyah, when I do the act, when I do the sima, I'm doing it. I'm a nas to build that mic. So by definition, you have to touch up my sima. What was my sima? My sima was not a sima of dam. Afterwards, I changed my mind and decided not to put it up. So now I'm putting dam. But it's not a sima. It's not a sima at this point. It's a shevata at this point. That's called, I'm about to say, but that's not called. Let me go on the, yeah, he's saying basically what we said. But he just, you see he was bothered by it. He's working it out. But in the svara, I think he's saying what we said. He starts off saying a different shot.
I take a broken leg and I put it up against the wall. I think, I know it's got a one leg that's a bit shaky, but I tend to fix it before I walk off and leave it there. Okay, but now I leave it there and I walk off.
No, but the
I intended to fix it.
No, but fixing it.
Fix it. For whatever reason I did, I was not going to leave that spot until I fixed it. The point is, though, I have created a Rashtani situation where someone can get hurt. Isn't that what I'm trying to prevent? Isn't that why they give all these examples? You have to be afraid for your Rashtanut. You can't create situations where other people are.
The question is how it works.
That's what you've done. I tended to pull the mic up, but I've created this situation.
Is that Lusasa where I'm not being over on how people have an essay?
I would say yes, because anytime you have a broken ladder and you put it anywhere, regardless what your kavanas are.
No, but the
you
broken ladder or the mic, what's your broken ladder?
It's almost like a loaded gun. You know, if you leave a loaded gun around and there's something dangerous around, that's it. You've done most of us, period. But if I'm building a house, the only time the house gets to the point where it's going to be a low sausage is if it has no makas.
Right, and
building,
and at that point it's already
a house, I'm gonna have the makas. I'm not having the low sausage.
At that point it's already in Shevialta.
I build the roof and I don't put the makas.
Right, but at that point Shevialta. At that point it's true, but at that point it's not a sima.
Really
it's not a sima.
Say retroactively he did Losasi. You really should say retroactively, like,
yeah, but that he
did Losasi. Because he did what he did was he
yeah, but that's not, you don't go retroactively. He starts to say, yeah, I'm saying how here it's the part is what your command is, it touches up the sima that you're doing. He starts off by saying a divin part. That Torah just got it from the pasuk, because the pasuk starts out chitivne ba'is chodesh. The Torah understood from the lashon pasuk tivne that it's only b'sha'as habinyan mamish. So mamela, if it's not b'sha'as habinyan, but he says, but if that's true, then I see the Michael gagakol shlosh to be only b'sha'as habinyan. Chitivne ba'is chodesh. The sausam dobi misecha, the sausam Michael the gagecha.
So, my house.
Right.
My house with no market.
So if. Right. So that's obviously not true, because we know there's a mitzvah say. He says that's why it can't be. That's why it can't be what Tosis meant. It can't be Tosis meant kitivna from the lashon kitivna by its chodesh, because that would knock out the lashon say and that say.
Yeah.
And Tosis obviously has been mechalik between the two. So that's why he says this vart of sima, which is kind of what we were saying, I think. Okay, if you want to see it inside Ayin Shami, it goes a little bit longer than that. That's just a little piece of it. Are you Mekayim a mitzvah? I don't know if I'm a mitzvah. I don't know. Okay, about but good. Now, next case. Baveda nami mishkachas lo asei beloy lav. We can have an aveda. We have that say without the lav. How's that? Kigoyin shen not lo. I'm a naslach zero. If you ever learned Eila Metzias, this is juicy stuff.
If you ever.
What?
Oh, Eila Metzias. Oh, with the kids. Yeah, okay, so you'll appreciate this. Kigoyin shen not. Yeah, it's dangerous. Kigoyin shen not. I'm a naslach zero. You picked it up, I'm a naslach zero.
Right, so then right away, there's no lav.
He picked up an aslach zero, so there's no lav. He didn't do the sukkah l'salim. Now this should say lifne yish, yeah, because if it'd be l'achen yish, you wouldn't have an assay either. So he picked it up, an aslach zero, because you're not a lifne yish. The hashal, let's be lav, the sukkah l'salim. Vagam, like a lav, like a lab, the loy sigs on Ami.
He wants to give it back.
Correct. That's a Gemara in the Matthias, where it says, you know, all the different cases of when he changed his mind, correct? Then he changed his mind, so like he says, you know what, I'm not giving it back. You're only over on that say.
Why is it not
Zayla?
Time
you took it, and didn't take it to steal it.
What? What is it?
Besides
not to give it back.
Yeah.
Ah, you know what? Achayish got involved
with
it. 1 second.
Because of
Yeish.
What's the case?
Because of Yeish.
It's
looked Yeish. Oh, good, good, good. 1 second. What? Yeah, good.
That's why it's Achayish.
Yeah. So which one is it? So look at the guys of Rav Ronschberg. See that?
Ronschberg.
He explains very good. He says, what does it mean?
Which is,
well, he picked it up, Abnaslach Zira Lipne Yish. Then while it was already by him, there was Yish. And then he changed his mind and started to keep it. So there's no Lusukh of the Sal. No, right, that's the only case it could be. But Tyson doesn't speak it out. That's what Tyson means. He picked up Lipne Yish. Then there was Yish. And then he changed his mind. So there's no Lusukh of the Sal.
He's not aware of the fact that there's Yish.
Well,
there's a need to be aware.
Okay, whatever, yeah. So since Kol's man there was no Yish, he still intended to give it back. There was never the Sukkah of Salem. There was never the Sigzol. And now it's L'Acha Yish. Now it's L'Acha Yish. So once it's L'Acha Yish, if he changes his mind and decides to keep it, that's not called that he was over on the lav. But he's still over on that say. Because if you pick up something lipnei yish, you're not koine it l'achay yish. It's yisur asaliyah day. Yisur asaliyah day means that when I picked it up, I was chayv in the mitzvah sasei, and that mitzvah never falls off. When? Oh, in which case? When you picked it up lipnei yish? Yes. It is.
He still
that's why Tyson
says to return it.
I would think that he does. I agree with you. He knows the guy is.
If he picks it up at the point in time where
it's chayiv, it's chayiv even after yish. That's the case.
But it's not like a zeila because then at that point there's really rules after yish.
But if he picks it up, it's at the bottom of yish. Because they think it's still never spun.
Yeah.
But if he picks up and he knows who the body was, he saw from his window.
That's different. If he saw it out of the pocket, it's
that could
be different.
It doesn't matter.
But over here the point is that that's what the Gemara and the Matthias discusses. If Kol's man, there was no Yish, I intended to give it back, and I only changed my mind after Yish, I'm not open a lot. But in Aseh, I still have. There's once you picked it up. In a matzah, that's called the surah of the day. Surah of the day means that the surah of the day by a beggar does not mean you took it by isser. That Tosfos explains above a common. I mean, it means it could be a mechalik shoshayin what it means, but the way Tosfos explains it, the easiest way to understand it is once you had a mitzvah to return it, that mitzvah never falls off. Good, so that's the case of the Isha. That's where I make a nafkamina for the Isha. Now, Shiloka Kainami, what's the case? You took the Eim Amnas to send her away. Then you changed the mind below Shalch. The Hashta, like a lap. You weren't Eibar Lovsikach Eim Abonim. Because you didn't take the Eim Abonim. You took the Eim to send her away. Again, it's similar to the Micah case a little bit. You never did a proactive Lovsikach Eim Abonim. But afterwards, you changed your mind. So that's called being Eibar in a non proactive way. That's the only that I say, you're Eibar now, I say the Shalach, but not on the Lovsikach.
Does it matter if you hold...
So that's one Teretz and Tosfos.
Would it matter if you hold business from this company on this stuff? Does that matter?
I don't think so. Because here we're not...
Here
it's... How do we teach... Here it's...
Right, it's almost describing your action.
Exactly. Right. But we need to teach up the action that you did. That's the point. Right. Okay, that's one Teretz and Tosfos. That is a Teretz of the re... to the kasha of what nafkamina this brisa makes. Now the Yesh Mefarshim has a completely different teretz. The Yesh Mefarshim, to mikol makoyin ikan nafkusi, it says not like the re. What? Yeah. Really, without the re. Let's say there's a lav all the time. Or we don't have to come on to the grease cases where the lav got suspended. I have this lab all the time. What's an afkamina that it's not Zman Grama? What's an afkamina that not say? It doesn't matter. What? That was our kasha. Even if it would be a mitzvah Zman Grama, should be chai because of the lab. So there's no, it makes an afkamina. Why? Ikan afkuso, kishiyah li'isho l'kai mitzvah say. She has a mitzvah say to do. If she would be potter from the mitzvah, say even when it's not man grama, should be potter from the lavin also. Nafkamina.
Go slow.
Huh?
Go slow. I have no idea.
We jump to say.
Can we start with the first question? There's a havamina that a Isha is potter from all mitzvos asay. We already said she's potter from my grandma. So there's a havamina that she's potter from all. Now, if like a share?
No, one second.
But no.
Well, the word all, no, not exactly. The word "all" is a little bit misleading. We don't learn from the and the made them in a clause. There'll always be certain mitzvah say that she be chayit, that she would be chayit.
We know that matzah. We already saw that.
Hakel, simcha. Yeah, there's always exceptions.
Okay, no. But the point is this though: that would be enough. If we just said that she's potter from mitzvah say she has mangram, right? So now, if she's also potter from mitzvah say she loves mangram, so what are you telling me that she's potter from mitzvah she has mangram? What's the...
No. Tosfos is it?
You incorporate everything.
Right.
She's potter from all mitzvos, except for some exceptions.
Right, exactly.
He's asking you a technical question.
No.
Just say. She's potter from mitzvahs. Say.
Period.
That's what Tosfos is explaining right now. Tosfos kasha was, what is the nafkamina of the brisa to tell me that these things she's chayav? Because why? Because she's chayav mitzvah shelo yizman gvur. That was Tosfos' initial kasha. Another way of saying that kasha is, why is the brisa telling me she's chayav these things because it's mitzvah shelo yizman gvur? Even if she'd be potter mitzvah shelo yizman gvur, she'd be chayav because of the lav. So that's all Tosfos is saying now. That's all he's saying right now also. Saying no. I have to tell you she's chayav mitzvah shelo yizman gvur. Because if she would be potter mitzvah shelo yizman gvur also, then if she had a mitzvah say to do, it would be doicha these things even if they have lav in them. Why? Because I say is doicha, lo yisase. But now that you know the lav of Michael also has an assay that she's chayav in, or the lav of Shlok HaKein also has an assay that she's chayav in, then if she has a different assay to do, it won't be doicha. Because I say Einoi Doicha Lois, I say Ve'ase. That's what he's saying. Huh?
Yes. You have to have Eva. What's the
Eva?
What's
he saying? To me, it's the Havamina.
No.
No, I want to say the Havamina. The question is, why does why are you telling me these cases? These cases. These cases also have a lot. Right?
Right.
That's the question. Why tell me these cases, if these cases also have a lot, she's also going to be Chayim. She obviously is Chayim, she's for the lot. So you're saying, because if you had a Havamina, that she was putter
from Lav's Man Grumma.
These cases.
Yeah, whatever. These are the cases of Lav's Man Grumma that we have in front of us. So Tyson is calling that Lav's Man Grumma. Yeah, but Tyson just means what he said before. It doesn't mean more than that. What he said before was, Lamai Nafka Mina to tell me she's Chayv and Lav's Man Grumma. On the ones that we're talking about.
Yes,
that's all he means. Lamai Nafka Mina. That's what it says, because if she'd be potter from the Lav's Man Grummas too. That's what he means to say. Then it would be a Nafka Mina. What's he saying?
That's the problem. He's not saying the chlor. He's using the general, if I would have thought she's potter.
You're asking why did he phrase it like that? Because anyway, you have mezuzah or whatever.
Yes, exactly. And that mezuzah is a big problem.
Okay.
Mezuzah is a big problem. Because if the whole point of this limud is this Lav stuff, then what do you. Mezuzah is not that.
Right.
At all.
Right. He's ignoring mezuzah. Okay.
Well, we said mezuzah throws his homie out the window.
Okay,
mezuzah
fine. Okay. Yeah, he's not dealing with mezuzah.
But that's what he means to say.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
He's addressing his kasha.
He's talking about these specific cases. He's saying,
yeah.
In these cases, why is he giving these cases?
And a chinami.
So not so much why. If I would have thought that they're part of from mitzvah, it's not that. If I would have thought she's part of these mitzvahs, that say slows my
ground. Yeah, it's not a question. What the Tosfos do? The Tosfos not have mezuzah. Didn't have mezuzah in the Girsa? I'm not sure. It was mashma at the beginning of Tosfos that he called honey. He didn't mention a word about mezuzah.
But does it fit in?
Okay, it's a question.
Does it fit into this whole?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe he didn't have it, or he did have it. He just means to say these ones, even though he says it in a more general way. I hear. But that's what he's saying, though. It's clear. He's saying, I'm answering my kasha. I asked you, the mind nafka mina, that these mitzvahs are chayiv, because it's Lav's Man Grumma, the mind nafka mina, even if you be potter from these mitzvahs, you'd be chayiv because of the Lav. So he's saying, nein, if you'd be potter in these mitzvahs that are Lav's Man Grumma, you'd be potter from the Lav too. Why? Well, you wouldn't really be potter, but if it came up against the mitzvah sages she had to do, like let's say, hakel. So then the ase would not be doicha. So then the ase would be doicha the lav, because it's say doicha lois ase. But now that the Brayos is machadish to me, that she's chayiv in the ase also of Micah, Shluch HaKein, Hashem Zaveda, now, if another ase came up, it would not be doicha, because ase einoi doicha lois ase ve'ase. And that's the nafkimin according to the Yesh Mepharshim.
Okay.
Aval, in the second white line. Aval kishen chayovas basay the lav is mangrama. You're right. The lotion is general, but as lo yavay asay acher, another asay cannot come. It's kind of butchered off. The ain asay the chalay say baasay. Now here we have a gevaldig of fundamental machlokes and how asay the chalay say baasay really works, because the Rimei Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about this lumdus once. It could be we did. It's a very lumdus machlekes over here. The Rimei Eretz Yisrael argues on the Yesh Mefarshim, and he says, "Achik shabreb Rimei Eretz Yisrael apeirze im kain." There's a kash on this. If that would be true, Gabi ain't my league of Shem and Sreifa b'yomte. If you're not allowed to burn the Shem and Sreifa, the chuma that became Tomei. The chuma Shem that became Tomei. And you have to burn it. You're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. Why not? Mishum de Yom Tov asay v'lois asay. This is the Gemara in B'me Madlikin. Yom Tov's an asay v'lois asay. The same as Kodesh, you mean it'll asay. Okay. And an asay can't push up v'lois asay v'asay. Right? And even though you're allowed to burn things on Yom Tov, that's only when it's lechem, when it's for its tzarech. Tzarech hachanefesh or metoich, but not because not not because you have to burn the truma. So you can't do it on Yom Tov. I say in a doicha loitzev. I say. Hello. Where am I? So Isha, she ain't a chayav is ba'a seyd yom tiv. And Isha is not chayav na seyd yom tiv. Tav is man grama. Which, by the way, means Tosis. There's a lot in this Tosis. A lot of it. You see Tosis. Yeah, she is not. It's not like Shabbos. Shabbos, we have Zohar B'Shom. Yom Tiv, there's an Asay and a Lois Asay, but she's not Chayv and Asay of Yom Tiv. What's Asay of Yom Tiv?
Is it simple, or are you talking about the...
No. The mitzvah Asay of Tishpas. Not the new Malacha. The mitzvah Asay, not the Malacha. She's not Chayv, and she's only Chayv and the Lois Asay. So for her, it should come out that it's mutter to burn the Chumah. Isha, Shenech Yevetz Besed Yom Tiv, there is man Grama, Vichisucha Ladlik, Bisham and Shevet Yom Tiv. So according to you, you're going to say she's allowed to burn the Shem Shevet Yom Tiv. Vichitim Rechinami, if you're going to answer me, well, yeah, she could. A Milo, Shtamatan, Adlo Amalach, we never found such a thing. It should say, Ain't servant Shevet Yom Tiv, but Noshim can. We never heard of it, the Tan never said such a thing. Right, so why can't she? The asay sheyesh imay lav, af alav olim. Lo dokele asay, apocha alav olim. Zog the Eretz Yisrael. Why can't she burn the truma? If the whole reason you can't burn the shem tzeif is because asay is not doicha lois to say the asay, and she doesn't have the asay of yom tiv. She tries to assume she does have that say of burning the tumor, but she doesn't have that say of Yom Tiv. So 1 second. So she should be according to the Yesh Mefarshim. We should say, I say the Deichad Alav. Otherwise, she can't. Why can't she? It says because the Yesh Mefarshim understood that the reason I say Einu Deichad Lois I say it's a mathematical equation. Why we have an Asay on one side and a Lois I say on the other side. The Asay is Deichad Lois I say. But now we've used that asay. We use asay to knock on the lois asay. So it kind of like it can't each other out. So it can't asay doicha the lois asay. So what's left over? And asay is left over. So it's still awesome. And that's what the Yishma Farshim understood. Since that's what he was saying. Since Micah also has an asay, if an asay came to be doicha the lava of Micah, it'd be strong enough to look at the lava of Micah, but the asay of Micah would be left over. So it would remain asay. Zok to be made to say, if that would be true, she should be able to burn the Shimon Yom Tov. That's, she should be able to. Because the only reason I can't burn the Shimon Yom Tov is because the asay of Yom Tov is left over. She doesn't have the asay of Yom Tov. So she has a pashut asay of the Kalais asay. Elowat, you see, she can't burn the Shimon Yom Tov. Must be the lumness is a different lumness. Asay ain't the Kalais asay, but asay is the pshad, not because of this mathematical equation that I can cancel two things out and have something left over. Nain, the pshat is a lav with an asay attached to it is a stronger lav. Why can asay be doicha lois asay? It's because there is a cause of pshat and betzitzus. But a lois asay with an asay attached to it is a stronger lois asay than pshat. It's a more stark lois asay. A lois like that, an asay cannot be doicha. So now, therefore, since that's the lumdis, it doesn't matter if you're chayiv in the asay which is attached to the lois asay. In Isha, she's part of the Asay of Yom Tov. It doesn't matter, because the Lav of Yom Tov, by its very definition, because there is an Asay attached to it, even though she happens not to be Chayv in it, the Lav itself is a stronger Lav. So the Asay can't be Doichit. She says, who had din over here? Who had din over here? It's a super Lav.
What makes it stronger?
Because an Asay with it.
But she's not Chayv in the Asay.
It doesn't matter, right? But the very fact
that there is an Asay
program. No, there is. It's a Lav in the Torah that came with an Asay. A lav that comes to an asay is stronger than the lav of shatnas. It's a lav which you have no right to use an asay to be doicha, period. If you happen to be a person that's not chayiv in asay, if you happen to be a person who's not chayiv in asay that's attached to that lav, it doesn't make the lav by its very definition any weaker. It's still a different kind of lav. No, it's still a different kind of lav.
So it's not a din that it's two against one. It's one against one and a half.
It's one against a stronger one. Exactly. So it's one.
So even for men. It's not a din because no, for men, say it's not men, no,
even for men.
I need to come on to that.
Even for women. That's the point.
But even for men, it's not because it's 2-1.
Right. It's a different lumbus. Right. Right.
You're saying even in a case where, I'd say, a man somehow didn't have the assay, right.
Yeah, of course. The lumbus isn't true. The lumbus is the lumbus. Napkamina is, even for Anisha, it's not going to help her. So the Bimir Tzitzel is saying, the Ish Mepharshim shat in our Gemara, in our Braisa, it's not true. Yeah, your Farshim wanted to say that the reason the Braisa had to bring out that there's an assay in Micah is because if she wouldn't be chayv an assay of Micah, then if she had another assay, it could be derech the lav of Micah. Is that true? It would never be derech the lav of Micah, even if she wasn't chayv an assay of Micah, because the lav of Micah is a more olam lav. So that's why he argues on the Yesh Mepharshim. Now we have to see the Tosfos in Chulin that's connected to this. And a few other things we'll see.
You're
going to say it now? Super blah, yeah, super blah.